Brand Morrison with his guitar, his acoustic guitar here. There he is. And we can ask Roxanne Berglund to hum a little tune. Yep, she's here.
Am I here?
Yeah, I got a computer in between her and I. But,
I'm hiding.
I'm going to move.
I'm invisible.
The two of you guys are teaming up again, with this time with Christmas music.
That's right. We did quite a few gigs last year at this time of year, and so this year we are really happy to sing for you guys. And so this is Christmas music, Christmas season, time to think about family, friends, and just see where we're at, and the snow.
And we've learned tonight, time to think about imperfection.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
So not to be perfect.
Oh, no. You might hear a warble or two in here from my bird voice.
Are these Christmas tunes, are these things that you have to work on just this time of year? Do you know a lot of Christmas songs without having to do that?
Brianne's looking at me. Okay. You talk. Well, you know, I grew up singing and listening to Christmas music, singing in church, singing in choirs. Mel Torme, Frank Sinatra, you know, all of that. So these are songs that I've just sung my whole life. But practicing, you know, he knows the songs, I know the songs, so we're going to see how it goes, and it'll be fun.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be great fun.
Yeah, we're going to do Chestnuts Roasting on the Open Fire, which is the Christmas song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and then Karen Carpenter's song, Merry Christmas, Darling. You don't hear that as often, but that's a wonderful song for this time of year. And if there's time, Jingle Bell Rock.
Who do we usually associate with the Chestnuts Roasting on the Open Fire? I know there's
Andy Williams.
Bing Crosby.
That's the one I learned it from.
Okay.
Yeah. But Ella Fitzgerald is my favorite.
We were talking earlier, Dick and I were, about most of the musicians we think of for Christmas came from kind of the same era.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Pre-50s.
Actually. Exactly.
Yeah, 50s and pre-50s. And we were playing some of those guys earlier. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know if it's a case where it's just when this generation grew up with music, or if that's the first time that it really was widespread.
Well, those songs were written then.
Exactly.
Thinking movies. Of White Christmas. And,
yes, so they're part of the movie era. And then
movie era.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't mean to stop you from singing.
That's okay.
And actually, Brian, he doesn't have a microphone by his face.
You see? Well, he could swing that one up.
He can bend down.
There.
He talks with his hands, so you'll hear him talking.
You can swing that. Just pull that up to you, Brian. We don't mean to have to bend over like that. So we'll figure out something during the course of this.
These Christmas songs here, I think that we've all heard them all our lives, really.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what makes this season what it is. I mean, to have those traditions.
And they're very nostalgic.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But
all right,
I think
we've talked enough here. What tune are we hearing first?
The first song for the season is Mel Torme classic, the Christmas song, also known as Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, wow.
Sweet.
That's beautiful.
That was a nice intro that Brianna has at the beginning, too, that... nicely done, you guys. Yeah. He's not just strumming here. He's picking away.
I think he's played that thing before, Dick. I'm not sure.
Yeah. No, that was very nice.
That's one of my favorite songs. I just love that. And I remember the earliest that I could start playing piano, I learned that on the piano. And so it was just, I love it. It's the Christmas song, really, for me.
I don't know
what
I think of
Christmas song for you, but...
Well, just now.
Oh.
That was about as good as I can remember. We had Eartha Kitt on earlier.
Yeah, we did. Santa Baby. You might want to learn that one, too.
Yeah, there you go.
I do know it.
Okay.
But we're not doing it tonight. I know all of them. Santa Baby.
Yeah, she knows that one, too. Yeah, I just think of, like everybody, you know, you think of warm fire, and you think of cookies and stockings and all the things that... are in that song too, you know. They're just
well. I do have a question for you though, Buck.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
Is it hard?
Have you ever had roasted chestnuts?
I gotta admit that I never have.
I never have.
But Brian has, huh?
Oh yeah, sure. In New York.
Yeah, I was gonna say in New York they have the vendors there, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Grew up with that.
Now are they good? I mean,
what do they taste like?
What do they taste
like? They taste nutty.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
So do they roast them on the street? Do they,
yeah,
they do it? So
yeah,
right there, they're in the pan, popping. And,
yes, they do.
Nice.
Why doesn't anybody do that here?
Somebody'd have to go
because
pick them.
Because it's too cold.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
A new street vendor, you know, on the corner of Ben Franklin.
Yeah,
I wonder if you can buy chestnuts in Grand Marais. I mean...
Well... I don't know. Then we'd have to learn how, you know, the proper way to roast them.
Yeah, I know. No, I understand.
But we want to avoid perfection.
It might be a good so you have to burn a few.
Yeah, they got to burn a few just to be happy, you know. So anyway, yeah, no, that was a fun song. And it like you say, that's for you, that's Christmas. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, that's Christmas. So what have you got in mind for another tune?
We are going to do Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And I should say, I posted, you know, on Facebook, we're singing, and Marsha Hyatt's listening. So hello, Marsha.
Yeah. Hi, Marsha.
There's your hello. So, and anybody else. This is Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And we've had a lot of snow, so here we go.
I want to keep it coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, very nice. That's a well-known song too, isn't it? I mean, it's just amazing how these come back to you. And I think there's nothing better in a snowstorm than having a fire in a fireplace.
That's true.
We always have a good fire going when it's blizzarding outside.
And I don't know why, but fire from a fireplace just feels better than turning up the electric heat to 70.
Oh, quite a bit better.
It just hits you. And
yeah. You don't get that same feeling, do you?
Not at all.
Are there any songs about turning up the electric heat?
I haven't
but I'll
heard
write
any.
One. Next time we'll do it. We'll do a parody or something.
Yeah.
No, that's a nice image, that the blizzard outside and the fire in the fireplace.
Well, I just checked out the chestnut recipe.
Well, good.
It's relatively simple.
That internet is an amazing
Isn't
thing.
It
is
quick?
How does it work?
Well, you got to peel them.
Oh.
And then, you just roast them, then you peel them as soon as they're cool enough. So you leave them right.
Oh, so you roast them right in the shell or whatever is.
425 oven and 30 to 35 minutes.
Oven? You got to roast them on a fire.
They're assuming that you got an oven, I guess. Otherwise, just hold your hand in the fire till it hits 425, Dick. And then we'll stick the chestnuts in there.
So where do you get chestnuts? That's
I got to do another search.
All right. Well,
we'll skip this one.
No, this is important. I think there are people out there waiting to learn more about
the chestnut thing.
The chestnut thing, yeah. What happened to Mike?
I don't know if there's chestnuts. You know, I don't know much about chestnuts because they haven't been part of our, of what we do. But it sure was important in that first song.
That's right. So they're roasting on an open fire too. So the oven is not going to work.
Oven's not going to work. I'll find
a Dutch oven or something. Maybe
I better find a better recipe than that. Then we better get back to our gifts. I think.
That's okay. I'm going to go home and cook. So.
Everybody's going to turn their radio off.
I roasted hazelnuts, and walnuts and pecans.
I think that should count.
Cast iron pans work.
Yeah, hazelnuts should count.
They should
up
count.
Here.
They do count. Yeah.
We know that they're out there. So,
well, I like walnuts and pecans, and in the
they're going to have to write a lot more songs.
The only season we ever have when you have the whole nuts and you got to crack them with the only do that at Christmas time, don't you?
I mean, normally, yeah.
And then they go flying across the room.
Yeah. Then
you
well,
make
that's
a
the
mess.
Reason you only do it once
it
a year.
It takes talent to do that, to run that thing. There should be classes for that.
And then they go into small little pieces and you have to pick them up.
My grandpa Jack always used to bring a big bag of mixed nuts. And so that was the thing we looked forward to. And then we couldn't run the cracker, it'd fly out of your hand. But we had fun making a mess.
A little chrome or stainless steel pincher kind of thing.
Crack your finger every once in a while.
Oh, yes.
I guess we did at one point have a real nutcracker, the kind that the Tchaikovsky has written about. that actually smashes them down.
Oh, okay. You had one of those?
Yeah. I think we did. Yeah.
He's married to a cooking expert, so
that's true.
She would know the way.
Poor Brian, he can't say anything because his guitar would have to talk for him. So
he's
happy.
He's happy.
I guess
he's happy.
He's happy down there. Well, I saw you two huddling a little bit talking about music.
Oh, we were trying to decide if we would need another song. This, how
you
many
do.
We would need, because we planned four, and I'm like, we'll see.
We got time.
But this one, the next one we're going to do is Merry Christmas, Darling. Richard Carpenter often wrote for Karen, and so this is a classic, and again, nostalgia and, you know, warm words and so.
And words you can understand.
I hope.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So should we sing another one for you?
Please do.
Okay. Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, there's always something new, but every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year too. Just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year too. I've just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. I wish I were with you.
Another
very nice,
timeless one. The, you know, the logs on the fire again. That image.
Same feeling.
Winter image. I don't suppose they have that in Hawaii.
I don't suppose they do either at 80 degrees.
No. I've spent a couple of, well, maybe only one Christmas in warm climate.
Uh-huh.
And it's not
a different feeling.
Yeah.
That was Roxanne Berglund on vocals and Brian Morrison on guitar. That last tune, and it's a beautiful song. Wasn't it?
Thank you.
Hey, there's Brian. You got to the microphone, pal. Yeah, next time we're going to do a better job of micing
Brian. It's movable,
Brian.
You can move it up.
Yeah.
Oh, you want this one? Oh,
and by the way, we have now a recipe for the chestnuts on the open fire.
All right.
Are you ready for
it?
Yeah, I bet they're all just, you know.
On an open fire now. This is
on an open fire. You have to cut an X in the shell of each chestnut so that with a paring knife so they don't get a buildup of steam inside.
Okay. It'd be dangerous otherwise.
It'd be dangaloos, yeah. And then you put them in the pan, you cover them, and leave them in there for 15 to 25 minutes or until the shells start to open up.
Okay.
That's it.
Do you have
pretty
to soak
simple.
Them? Why am I thinking you have to soak
now.
Them? Oh, no. That's coming to mind.
No, actually, it doesn't say that. It just says clean the dirt off the chestnut. So, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
The chestnuts are, you clean them up, the dirt off them.
Yeah.
They don't grow on the ground, do they? But you must find them under the tree or something. Is that what's going on?
Well.
Go back. You better research a little.
We got more to do
here.
You
can't answer all my questions.
You know, we should pick a topic we know something about.
Well, we Which do know something
would be
about
pretty limited.
These Christmas, I mean, you know, it is kind of funny. Of all, I don't know, it's funny, but I mean, all the music, all the songs that people hear, the ones you remember best are Christmas songs.
Yes, I agree with
no
that.
No question.
And they all hit emotions because it's a time of year that's surrounded by emotions, you know?
And it's one of the rare times, you know, I can't carry a tune at all, but it was one of the rare times of the year when with my family, we're driving, you know, for Christmas Eve to my aunt and uncle's house, we'd sing Christmas carols
together.
In the car.
Yeah.
Together.
You don't find yourself...
No, I tried to pass it on to the kids, you know, my kids. Nah. They didn't want to hear me singing.
Especially if they had like heavy metal on the radio.
We did that though. We did it. No, they were good about it. We did sing Christmas carols.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I agree. I think we all learn we know the words.
Yep.
Pretty much. So they get indelibly etched in our mind after all these years of listening and
in spite of all these songs we all know, Brianne and Roxanne are feverishly looking for an extra song.
Well, we had four planned, but I'm going, we might sing more.
Yeah,
I don't know how much you're talking.
This
is a
more
Christmas show.
Yeah. Brianne, what is your, what's your favorite Christmas song? Have you got one that you really...
Jingle Bell Rock is my favorite.
Oh, hey.
You're going to do
that.
For
sure, really?
old
nostalgia.
You know, I like all the old ones that I sang in grade school, you know,
sure.
Rudolph and the traditional ones, the First Noel.
Now that one didn't come to my mind right away, but
the First Noel?
I mean the different ones.
What's some others?
Fit different people.
Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem, or Come All Ye Faithful. All those are great.
Oh, we can do all those. I have a whole book
those.
Here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I prefer the Jingle Bell Rock.
Well, we're going to hear that. But
Christmas Eve, you may
But then I hit 12 years old, and then I went for the Jingle Bell.
Then you're onto that one,
yeah.
Right, yeah. Can't blame you for that. A little jazzier, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but did you find another one, you guys?
Oh, yeah, we're going like to do Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. Yeah. That's what we want to hear. Who wrote Jingle Bell Rock?
You know what? There is no composer on here. Oh, yes, it does. Words and music by Joe Beal and Jim Booth.
And who sang it initially, do you know?
I don't know where it appeared. I don't know that. Mm. But I bet Buck will look it up while we're singing.
I'll work on that while you work on the song.
It'll be our trivia for the night.
There you go.
Okay.
Small changes coming up. Maybe they could use it.
Yeah.
History of Christmas songs. Okay. So here is Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Swinging and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in a jingle bell beat. That's the jingle bell rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in a jingle bell beat. That's the jingle bell. Jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock. Woohoo!
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, I see why Brianne liked
though.
That one.
You guys wanted to, I know.
That's a danceable song.
It is.
Somehow, yeah. Bobby Helms in 1957.
Bobby Helms.
Oh, really?
He had the standard.
1957.
Yeah. He re-recorded it several times, but that was the first one.
Right in the heart of the 50s where all the great music came from.
Well, all the great Christmas music. I don't know about some of the rest, but yeah, there's great music out of every era, and the Christmas music seemed to come out of that one.
No,
that's for sure.
It did. I think that injecting the little rock tune from the 50s rock, I mean, there, you know, that was the birth of rock and roll back then.
Yeah, the 50s.
Early 50s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll hear like Elvis Presley singing some Christmas music, and it's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, he sang some great.
Well, should we do Blue Christmas? We could do that.
Pardon me?
We can do Blue Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he sing that?
Yeah, the King.
The King.
King sang that one. These are sounding great. You guys are really doing a beautiful
job. I received
a
text requesting Joy to the World. I think it's a request. Joy to the World. I don't think that fits with the theme here.
Not
so
the direction
far.
We've been going.
No.
Maybe.
Well, when we have done our Christmas gigs, we have done that.
Okay.
We didn't. We took a year off from that.
I won't tell you who requested it.
Do we have?
We don't have. I don't.
Maybe
it's not a request. This person could always text me back and explain a little more what.
Okay.
Maybe we have.
How about we do Blue Christmas first?
Blue Christmas.
And then we'll do Joy to the World.
This is great. You guys can do additional tunes.
Sure.
I love it.
Okay.
Roxanne Berglund and Brian Morrison entertaining us tonight.
Okay, we haven't practiced this, so we're literally
that's
live.
Okay. We're not expecting
Ann
perfection.
Ann said four songs, so here we go. That's okay. We are really live.
That's okay.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas, that's certain. And when that blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas, and I'll have a blue Christmas without you. And I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas, that's certain. And when that blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Little song from the King.
That was great. I mean, I'm really glad you guys did that one.
That's
that
a fun
was
one.
Sweet one to add.
Yeah.
Somehow all the country singers come to mind on that one, though.
Blue Christmas?
Sorry, Elvis.
Oh, do they?
They
for
do.
You? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not for me. You know.
I think of the King right away. But,
yeah, that's a sweet one.
Yeah, there's so much, even new Christmas music that seems to be the kind of the same types of songs, you know, they haven't changed that much, but just new artists coming up with
mm-hmm. yep.
great songs.
Yeah.
So, and Brian and Roxanne are going through what they can do next right now.
Well, I'm looking for Joy to the World.
Joy
that
to
one
the world.
I know
yeah,
so
gonna,
well.
Oh. We're going to try yeah. to get that one.
So that's yeah. great.
You know that one, Brian? Is that one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. I mean, I know it, but I still need the music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's need, on air, so, you know.
I would need more okay. than that.
It's a one pager, so we're oh. we're in luck.
We're good. Oh, okay. That's a good thing.
He's a quick study.
Yeah.
He's a quick study.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
All right, two verses. And if you know it, you can sing along, even if you're not on air.
Or even if you're at home. Yeah. Oh, even if you're...
That,
I'm that not going to have the mic close to me.
We're not going to mucky this
but
song.
But see, there are people in the studio behind me singing. I see them smiling. Anna yep. and Dale are yep. here. And, yeah. and they're over there dancing and singing. So if they could do it.
I'm going to switch can. Studios halfway through.
They're having more fun than
Dale,
we are.
Dale will be really surprised to be on the air.
So this is Isaac Watts and George Frederick Handel. So yes, so here we have some classical music mixed in with pop and rock and the King.
Huh.
Yeah. Nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Boy, that's traditional.
Yeah.
You know, I don't hear any singing.
If I'd have tried to sing that one oh. along with you, I think I would have hurt myself.
Yeah, it was a moving version.
I'd have to be
a quick version. Yeah.
Not even in the beyond being in the shower to do that one. I'd have to be in a steam bath or something. No, my voice does not go up there. I know
no,
that.
No.
So but boy, that's beautiful the way Roxanne does it, huh?
Oh, but everybody loves that song. That's a fun one.
They do. And did you hear me when I flipped it over to Dale in the other
oh,
studio? Did you catch that?
Oh, did you?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
That's fun. All right.
No, we couldn't switch it when you're singing.
Oh.
That's for sure.
Well, that's a little high. You know, I like mezzo and alto. I like the low songs. But uh-huh. you just sing from your heart and you sing with
yeah,
ear.
Yeah, that's the way it comes.
So, yeah.
Now, will you guys be playing elsewhere over the holidays?
Not this year. Hopefully okay. next year. We did quite a few performances last year, but we will be performing at Cascade February 1st.
Okay,
so that won't be Christmas
know.
Music, obviously, but
yeah.
that is some original songs, some 70s songs, some jazz tunes that fit in with that. But yeah, and then I play keyboard too, so we're working some of those things in. Mm-hmm. And it will be very fun.
Now, do your styles, when you decide to play together like this, do your styles kind of fit together as far as what music you like to play?
Yeah. Yeah, I love jazz, and okay. Brand is a jazz guitar player.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, but he should talk.
But I like rock, too.
Oh, you
yeah.
do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you could play Joy to the World. We just heard that, so
right.
pretty versatile yeah. guy.
But I should have done it in the style of Disturbed or Godsmack.
See, I wouldn't have
Dick
even
would
known.
Would have gotten the text back. Request canceled.
And then on the 30th, I'm with the band, with his band, Joe
the full band.
Mm-hmm. Yep, at Papa Charlie's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 30th of December.
Of December.
Coming right
yep.
up.
Mm-hmm. 2013.
Great. It'd be good for the folks out there to find you either at the tavern mm-hmm. or down mm-hmm. at West End on the
right.
30th.
And then next month, starting in January, I'll be playing Lutzen Resort and, mm-hmm. and Mogul's.
And it starts the winter season.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that will be January, February, March.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing my normal jazz routine there.
Great.
Jazz standards.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you two want to do one more to take us out, or are you kind of depleted on... You're good to go?
Okay. Let's see. What do you want to do?
This would be,
you guys, talk amongst yourselves.
Roxanne Berglund and Brian Morrison, who are bringing us music tonight and beautiful Christmas tunes there. I think you two are in agreement.
Okay. Sleigh Ride.
This Sleigh Ride. Is a fun one. Perfect. All right.
Together with you, we're riding up together in a wonderland of snow. And it's live, so the pages stick. Okay, from the top, and y'all can sing along at home. Here we go.
Here we go.
Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ding-ding, ting-a-ling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Together with you. That's because it's missing the music, so we're gonna have to really go live here. And I don't know the words. This is how it goes, you know. Yep. Plan for four, sing six, and mix your music.
Let's see, do we know it? Do you know it, Buck?
If I started to sing, everybody turn the radio up.
It'll be talked about in town. Okay. Just here. Just hear those sleigh bells ting-a-ling, ring-ting-ting-a-ling too. Come on, honey, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, honey, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry Maryland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Oh, they did a nice job.
That was
what
great.
Did you say, Roxanne, that they talked about earlier? The imperfections of
imperfection,
the season?
Imperfection. Perfect.
Makes it more
fun.
We
all love you more for that.
If you can't laugh, what can you do?
That's
you know?
Right. Hey, I want to thank. We want to thank both of you for coming in here tonight. It's just been great.
Thank you. It's been fun.
You're welcome. Yes,
it's been
very, very fun.
And also, thank you for being so gracious to keep finding new music and willing to play it. That was wonderful.